Yeah, the training staff is doing an awesome job. They're just kind of working me in slowly, wanting me just to kind of get comfortable in the system, get comfortable practicing. But we're on a really good path.
Coach Kubiak indicated, or it might have been Dennis, I'm not sure which, but how you've taken a leadership role already among the linemen, like if someone went over to say something to him, like, no, I got this. Why is that important to you at this point in your career, even on a new team?
You know, honestly, to me, I just want to serve the guys the best I can. And if that looks like leadership, I'm fine with that. But I want to see these guys do extremely well and have amazing years. So all the offensive line, all the guys on offense, whoever, I'm just for them. Well, I definitely believe in the physicality of the game. There's a certain toughness that comes with playing in pads, but obviously with the way things are transitioning now, you have to be more careful in that way, and you have to learn how to practice without them.
What were some of the differences between how Kubiak runs his camp and
Pete? I would say, Kubiak's definitely, he handles things a lot more professionally in that way, for whatever that means. Pete's a lot more laid back, you know, and he there's a lot more freedom there. But I would say Kubiak is a lot more structured and a little bit more traditional in that way. Definitely, Pete's definitely a professional, but it's different in the sense of the discipline that he requires of us here all the time.
When you got here, you spoke of, you know, landing here for a reason and liking the roster, things of that nature. Still feel that way now that you've been on the field and the group of guys, especially at offensive line?
Yeah, well, I hope you wouldn't expect me to say no. I mean, but honestly, like, I'm very blessed to be here, very fortunate to be here. We have a chance to do some amazing things this year, especially on the offensive line front, and just got a chance to do some things that haven't been done here in a while. So we're looking really looking forward to that.
What have you seen from some of the younger guys on the offensive line?
Yeah. Ty's definitely transitioning into right guard, and Max is definitely a force as well, too, and Matt and even Donald. Some of the younger guys as well, too. Guys are working hard. They're fighting for a spot, and you can definitely tell with the tenaciousness in practice and the willingness to want to be really good and do things better. I think we have a really good group.
How hard is that for a young guy to try and come in and learn several different spots, and what advice do you give them?
I think it starts out with being a pro. When you take your craft seriously, those are the type of things that are required of you to be a technician, to be a professional with the game.
How does the quarterback uncertainty affect linemen? Like, how do you guys approach it as they're still trying to decide who the starter's going to be?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, we have three really good guys playing some good ball, and they'll make that decision. You know, but not affected at all. We all have an obligation to do our job.
Obviously, Vaughn and Ware are not there or limited, but putting on the full pads and seeing this pass rush, you know, Barrett and Ray, those guys, what are your impressions and how are they helping you guys along at the tackles?
Yeah. We have maybe four or five guys that are really good on the edge, guys who really know how to rush too. So I'm looking forward to just throughout the year, just getting better, being challenged for each play. Shane and Shaq. I got Dakota coming up too. So a lot of those guys are doing extremely well. And they're really good players.
You kind of knew the path that this O-line had and how they kind of rolled last year. How important is this camp, do you think? I mean, obviously you have some battles there, but how important is this camp in just creating kind of a new identity, new chemistry?
Well, we want to take the hill every day. We want to win every day the best we know how. And if we do that, if we stay true to that, we stay on course. I think the sky's the limit for this group.
How much did your zone blocking in Seattle translate to here? They keep mentioning your experience in that system really is going to accelerate it.
Yeah, I've been in the system since I've been in the league with Alex Gibbs and Tom Cable and now with Clancy. And there's quite a little bit of difference, but it's the same scheme, the same mentality, the same thing they're asking of us. So I think, I love the system. You know, I think it's one of the best systems in ball.
You blocked for Lynch for a number of years. What do you see in C.J. Anderson?
Incredible balance. Definitely a tough runner. Wants to be really good. You know, so yeah, you got to love that from a back.
Things got a little bit scrappy out there today. Does that just come naturally with putting on the patch?
Just the way we show love to one another. I think every family fights. And, you know, every family has differences. You know, so as long as we all come together for the common goal, we'll be fine.
All right. Thanks, Russell.
Thanks, Russell.